Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki airs every Sunday night on BBS Radio. Go to her website at www.livingyoursoulsjourney.com and fill out the Freedom to Be Me journal to get your free 20-minute session with Dr. Vicki. She offers various counseling sessions as well as the life-changing soul rejuvenation to guide you to live authentically on your soul's journey. If you lose it when you meet a guy and simply want to learn to be independent, free and happy in or out of a relationship, then listen each Sunday night to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki and join her on Living Your Soul's Journey on Facebook.
And now, welcome to the Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. I am so happy to be with you this evening. And for you out in California, I guess y'all are just still enjoying the beach and the sun and just life in itself. So here in the North Georgia Mountains, I've got the deer I'm looking at. Once in a while, I'll see a bear coming through the mountains. And it's just very natural here, very beautiful. And it's, of course, it's beautiful everywhere. I just so blessed this evening to have this wonderful, wonderful day to be with you and talk with you. If you do want to call in, just go to BBS Radio and just give us a call and we'll chat. Tonight, I really want to talk about, it's the final week in May, and I'm finalizing the laws that I've been talking about for the last 4 weeks. As you know, I'm an attorney, but I'm also an ordained minister, and I have a PhD in the spiritual laws, if you may. So I love to combine both of them together when I'm working with clients and when I'm sharing with you, because it's so much of our lives. When we come into this planet called Earth, we do have a roadmap, and these laws, these natural spiritual laws, are our roadmap. Now, I know y'all all have about the, you know, the physical laws, you know, don't drive while you're, you know, drinking and don't overspeed and all that. Those are man-made laws, and I call them man-made because man made them. As opposed to the law of attraction, the different, oh my gosh, we have like 20 of them that I have got really basically talked about over the last 4 weeks. So tonight, I want to specifically talk about those laws that really get into the vibration and changing your vibration. Because I want to explain that if you use certain laws, but your vibrational that you're putting out there, life is electromagnetic all over the universe. It's electromagnetic charges. So the higher your vibration, and I don't want to get technical here, but it's real simple. The higher your vibration, which is a thinner vibration, the more influence you have over what you're doing, the more effect that you will have. So if you're sitting here with very positive thoughts, but in underneath within you, you're worried and you're fearful and you're upset and you're like trying to talk yourself out of it, that's better than saying bad words. There is no doubt that is better than thinking negative thoughts. But so many of us, what we do is we go through this law of attraction or the vibe, you know, where we put all these thoughts down, these affirmations, and then we wonder why they haven't happened, but we haven't done the internal work to pull that vibration up and to shift those viewpoints. So you can have a lot of training and you can be well aware of all this, but there can still be that internal chatter that is subconscious. It's an old term, but it's subconscious that you're not even aware of. Now, I did Rohan to address a lot of that. I did that for about 2 years, and it really made a difference in my perceptions and my viewpoints. Yet, I still have to be aware of my thoughts because sometimes these old patterns, I mean, we've been around a long time, y'all. I mean, you can be 15 years old and you've been around a long time. So you've got a lot of old thoughts and patterns and viewpoints that have to be shifted. And if you're listening to the show, you are already on a spiritual journey or you wouldn't be here. You would not have even been attracted to this show. It's for those that are really wanting to make their life better. Now, I want to share something because next week, I believe it'll be the first Sunday in June, I'm going to be doing live readings because I really love doing those. And I have to share this because I had a doing all my energy work that I do on myself, and I do it every day. I just all of a sudden woke up and said, you know, my days of being an astrologer, I left that behind. And I have just taken up the study, the science of astrology. And I've learned so quickly because I was already an astrologer, so in another time frame. So within the next year or two, I know that I'll be able to do some astrology readings along with what I do already, which makes me very happy because I'm going to be doing a type of astrology that is very good on timing. So I'm excited about that. Now, I pulled two cards for this show tonight, and they really was interesting because they do go into the laws. And again, remember, your laws are your roadmap to your life. You do have tools. You do have tools to make this life easier, better, and more free. I say the word free. Maybe that's not quite standard English, but with more freedom in your life. But there were two cards I pulled, and one was find the blessing in your current situation. So that's Krishna. So no matter what you believe, what you have, just find something that you're thankful for. Because if you want a new home, like I do, I really want a smaller home, I still have to find the blessing in this home, the beauty of this home, the loveliness of this home. And I thank Spirit every day for having this safety. And no matter what happens, we're always safe here. Then the other card I pulled was Le, which is persistence. And I think that's interesting because to me, those are the kind of dichotomy. It's like, yeah, you want me to be happy with what I have, but yet I've got to be persistent in my dreams. And some people have a difficult time with that because it's like if I'm persistent in choosing to move and to have a new home, I need to be persistent in that. And I need to keep my house clean and I need to keep the house on the market. But at the same time, I need to be blessed while I'm here. So you have to find that balance. That's what life is all, the yin and yang. You've got to find that balance in life so that you can have that and yet still find the current blessing and be thrilled with it. Now, you know, everyone I have ever known knows about the law of attraction. And I say yay, because the law of attraction is one of our strongest, very wonderful laws. But there is, it's something that's often forgotten about when we're studying the laws of higher frequency. And, you know, one of those, the laws of higher frequency are the ones that I call those spiritual laws that you get your dreams from. Now, we talked about the laws of higher awareness last week, karma, balance, discrimination, the law of affirmation. So, you know, we talked about that last week and the week before, the law of abundance, prosperity. So all of them together bring in the success, the freedom, the love, the wisdom, everything that we're looking to have in life, depending on your soul's journey. Now, when you're looking at the law of attraction, if you forget, or any of us forget, to use the law of gratitude, then it just pretty much limits that step of law of attraction, because we tend to get so into lists and visualizations, and this is going to happen and that is going to happen. And then when it doesn't happen, it's like we go into this depression almost. I mean, some of us can just go into this, oh, wow, it's never going to happen. Oh, my gosh. But what we are forgetting is the law of gratitude, because I can promise you, if you are wanting to attract or choosing, I do not like to use the word want, it pushes it away, but if you're choosing to attract something, the best way to attract it is, and we all know this, is to be in gratitude for everything and as if it's already happened. So, you know, I go around when I'm taking my meditation walks here in the mountains, I'm always saying thank you for my right and perfect home. Thank you for the safety of my home, as if I'm already there. I'm not categorizing whether it's this house, that house. I'm just saying the home that I'm in is the right and perfect home. I'm safe. I'm happy. I'm abundant. And I have the health of that home, because you don't want to go out and buy some home or be moving. When you're in this wonderful, safe haven now, you best be thankful for it, because you might end up attracting a house that is, you know, filled with mold or something and you don't even know it. So gratitude is a powerful law of attraction, way of helping your law of attraction, because it's going to bring your vibration up and it's going to keep you in harmony with everything that you're doing, because gratitude can absolutely immediately transform every aspect of your life. And I'm going to give you a real good example. I was out walking and our neighbor is out of town. So one of her little dogs came up, a big dog, and I have a little dog. And the little dog tends to get a little scared of Daisy. So it was very interesting because I wrote back to Anya and I said, wow, I wish Daisy would leave us alone. And she wrote back and she said, find the blessing, Mom, find the blessing. So what I did was I said, oh, yeah, you know, gosh, my own daughter teaching me. So what I did was I looked at that. I said, okay, Spirit, show me the blessing in having this dog take up. This was my meditation time, and yet I was having to hold my 12-pound dog, which is not as relaxing as just, you know, letting her roam and be happy. And so within about 10 minutes after that, I noticed that Daisy, the big, big dog, had kind of gone off, and she was still with us. But my little dog, Lakshmi, from the Indian goddess Lakshmi, was now walking without fear, and everyone was happy. So there was that blessing there. Now she's no longer scared of that dog. So I just, you know, I was so appreciative of that little bit of gratitude that we can do. So if something's not going right in your life, find something in that to be grateful for. There's going to be some gift in that. There's going to be something. I mean, when I get late, or when there's traffic, or when there's anything that's delaying me, I always sit there and I say, wow, Spirit, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I'm not sure what you're saving me from, but you may be saving me from a wreck. Haven't you ever been on the interstate and you got lost for a few minutes, and then you get back on the interstate, and then there's this big wreck in front of you? And you know that if you had not gotten lost, or had to go to the ladies' room, or had to get something to eat, you know, that, or even it's not so much you wanting to go, it's somebody in your car. So, and you're like, God, I want to make time, you know, I want to get moving. And someone says, oh, I need to stop. Well, you know, take that opportunity to realize that you may be, your spirit may be saving you. And it's all about what you're putting out there. Now, every day we see, you know, people's lives. I know that you know people that are, you're like, gosh, I wish I could have half of what they have, type of a viewpoint. And what it is those, if you're lacking gratitude for what you already have, you know, I was talking to a real good friend of mine, and she was commenting about certain things about her house. And I was looking at it, and I was like, yeah, but you know, you've been out in California for years. You've never been involved with an earthquake. You've never had any flooding issues. You've always been safe. Every time I talk to you, for all these years you've been out in California, you've always been safe. So, you know, relook at what you have as opposed to what you don't have. And when you combine the gratitude, the law of gratitude, with the law of attraction, oh my goodness, it's the most abundant and freeing law that I like. The law of gratitude, if I were to say, you know, of all the laws out there, and you have to know them all, you have to apply them all, you have to understand them all if you really want the tools to make your life simpler. It just helps. It's like astrology. If you know your all the different signs, you know, all the different planets that you have in all of your chart, your life becomes more understandable. Ah, now I know why I do that. Doesn't mean it gives you an excuse to do it, but it gives you an understanding of, wow, you know, my daughter happens to be sun sign Leo, and her moon is Aries. And she has two fire signs. And that explains to me a lot about her personality, how she reacts to things. And of course, I'm double water. I got water everywhere in my signs. So, you know, it's very interesting how, and if I'd have known that when I was being raised, my mother was a fire sign. Everything in her life was fire, I think she had. And so if I had known all that earlier on, I could have worked better to make those relationships work. So I'm so excited to be bringing astrology to y'all. Probably, you know, by my best estimate, it'll be early 2016. And that's where my new life's beginning anyway. So I can totally understand why I would be doing that. But I just want to say that, you know, gratitude creates abundance, because if you're constantly saying what's wrong with your life, that's what's going to be. It's called the law of attraction. It's called the law of vibration. It is going to bring to you what you're deeply feeling, not necessarily what your words are saying, but how you're deeply feeling. So be aware. And this is why coaching works. Or I counsel. But gratitude is so powerful that a lady named Sarah Von Breathnick, I got her off the internet. She says, gratitude is the most passionate transformative force in the cosmos. If you give thanks for 5 gifts every day in 2 months, you may not look at your life in the same way as you might now. So I just want y'all to remember, I'll tell you what I do every evening before I go to sleep. I have a little gratitude journal, and I write down everything I'm grateful for. And if I'm exhausted that night because I've worked so hard or done so much stuff during the day, I just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Always say it in threes if you can. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And when you do that, it's a powerful, it just puts you to sleep in this wonderful way. And then when you wake up in the morning, just say thank you. Thank you, spirit. Thank you. I don't know what, even all the beautiful things I can thank you for, but just thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, you know, I'm not a real religious person. I'm very, very spiritual, but I'm not religious. But I was looking up the supreme law of faith. Because faith, when you think of faith, you think of religion. A lot of people do anyway. And I was so amazed to read. I'm not going to go through the whole 8 or 9 pages that I printed out, but I thought it was very, very interesting how the Bible uses, the Christian Bible uses all the different ways of, you know, just the different ways of faith. And so, you know, the spiritual laws of faith have to do with believing that something is going to happen and just knowing that it will. It reminds me very much, the law of faith is the law of decree. The law of decree, and I put them beside each other because it reminds me that when you initialize the law of decree, the might of the universe is just right there to make that happen. Now, again, you've got to make sure your vibration is high. You've got to make sure your feelings are good about it, that you get excited about it. It's not just a statement. It isn't just an affirmation, I declare this to be true. You know, it's got to be real to you. And you can't have those little ifs and doubts and back in the back of it saying, well, I'm going to say this, but I really don't know if it's going to happen or not. I mean, well, I'll go ahead and do it for a while. You have to really believe it. And that's where that seed of faith comes in. There was a wonderful, wonderful movie called Little Boy. And it was about 2 months ago. I go to the movies all the time because we have a free movie pass. And this little boy had the law of faith down pat. I mean, he knew what it was about. And so I even think of back on Cinderella, because I saw the new Cinderella film, because, you know, I help women who have the Cinderella complex, who just kind of lose it when they meet a guy and they can't seem to get their life together, except when they have a guy. And when they're not with a guy, they kind of feel lonely and they don't know how to, I mean, they're always just in this turmoil. It's like, well, I got to have a guy, but it doesn't tend to work out. And when they're not with a guy, they're lonely. So that, I call that the Cinderella complex, because they're not fulfilling themselves from within. They're not satisfied and they're not loving themselves truly. And what happens is that when that occurs, that law of, but let me go back. I got off a little bit, but when that new Cinderella film came out, and I'm not going to give it away, but she had that seed of faith. She had that love of self. She knew that God was taking care of her. And no matter what happened, even when she lost the prince and, you know, that she went back and was locked up in her room, she still was happy. And it was that happiness that helped her to be, I'm not going to use the word rescued, because she was doing pretty good herself. You know, that was what was so beautiful about this new Cinderella. She was so authentically happy. But she, that vibration of hers was so high with her beautiful voice and her beautiful melodic singing that it attracted in what she really was supposed to have. If she had gone back to that little room of hers and locked in by her ugly stepmother and had sat there and pouted and cried and said, I'm not worthy of having anybody, I can't have anybody, I don't really know what might have happened. The original one was more about her being rescued, but the second one is more about, oh, wow, this is an authentically beautiful girl, and she didn't even necessarily want the prince in a sense of, do you want me the way I am? And when she was able to say that, I was like, the Disney folks really do get being authentic. They really, really do understand it. But I wanted to get back to the law of decree, because I have so much to talk about tonight. Now, if you have any questions on this, feel free to call in. You can call at 888-429-5471, I think, or 530-646-4187 if you have anything you want to share or talk about. But the spiritual law of the law of decree is that's something that you don't, okay, like when you're doing affirmations or you're praying, you always pray over and over again, and you say these affirmations day in and day out. When you're doing the law of decree, you invoke under grace, the law of grace, you invoke for something to happen. Now, what I use it for is I use my energy work beforehand to make sure that I'm very high energetically and my vibration is very, very, very high. Because when I invoke something like the violet flame to come in as I'm doing right now, as I'm talking to you, I have my eyes closed and I'm invoking this beautiful violet flame to come in and release all the blocks that are keeping me from relearning in a beautiful way the laws of astrology and all that I have to learn. And I'm doing that for my daughter with Russian. So, and then I use the violet flame, then I use the green flame of transmutation, and then the white flame to bring it all up. So I just wanted to share that. And I'm going to take Sandra's, Miss Sandra, how are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, Dr. Vicki. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really well. I was thinking of you today. And by the way, for all those that are listening, Sandra is a dear friend of mine who happens to live in California, but she's also from Georgia and Alabama. I was thinking about you and Paul today because I said, you know what? I am grateful for this house. And if they have to come and stay with me 6 months out of the year, and that's what spirit's inclination is, so be it. Because I just said I've got to be grateful. So that's how I'm doing. How are you?
Well, I'm just packing up right now to come move in with you, Dr. Vicki. my husband and my dog will be there by this time next week. seriously, I do want to visit you soon. But I have something to comment on. And then I have a question, a couple of questions for you. You had mentioned that we're always safe out here. We've always been safe. And then you were talking about the law of decree and faith. And I just want to share with you, as you already know, that sometimes even when in the physical appearance of things, you don't appear to be safe, like the time there was we were being evacuated down this little 2-lane road that leads out of Hasley Canyon, and soot covered policemen and firemen were lining the roads, and it was just a big traffic jam, and a fireball was coming over the hill toward us, and I just started repeating, as you taught me to do, over and over again, thank you Christ, thank you for our safety. Thank you for getting us all out of here, and thank you for keeping these firemen and these policemen safe. And so, yes, even when we didn't appear to be safe here in California, mm-hmm. we are safe because the spiritual is so much stronger than the physical. So that is a fact.
I didn't know y'all ever had gotten to that. I concern myself because there's so much of that going on in California. Folks out here in the South, we hear about these fires. And, you know, from my viewpoint, I just presume everybody's like burning up. And I just stop and I say, You know, spirit, take care of everyone, the birds, the bees, the people, the dogs, the horses. And I just stopped because I don't, you never know where it is. You see, we don't, over here, we don't
never
really know where
knows.
It is. Yeah.
So you
we
have to call on spirit, call on spirit all the time. But we were actually trapped in here due to floods for 2 days. Right down the street, evacuated from mudslides. But you're right, we were still safe. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was killed here.
Yeah,
so that's just wonderful. But I just wanted to state that. And then I have a couple of questions. You mentioned Rohan, and I'm sure a lot of your audience, they don't know what that is. I can say that it is the best counseling that I've ever had. When you did the Rohan on me, it helped me more than anything ever has. But I'd like for you to tell them what Rohan therapy is.
And then one other thing is after
you tell them what Rohan is, I bet a lot of them do not know what you gave the date of when your new life begins. I bet a lot of people don't know what that means. So I'd like for you to hush now and you tell us.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, I'll address the first one. Rohan is a psychotherapy, if you may, spiritual psychotherapy, which goes into earlier times in your life where you had difficulty, regardless of what the difficulty is, and you address all the thoughts, the feelings, everything that happened during those times so that it no longer is sitting there vibrationally in your makeup, not just your body, but all your different bodies around you, all the different fields around you, so that vibration is automatically raised because you no longer have those fights with yourself when you're sitting here saying, I feel really happy, and down and deep inside of you, you're totally depressed. Yeah. And so when that's why Rohan and any kind of energy work that can release those inner turmoils that you're not even aware of. If you're aware of them, then you don't have them. So it's those inner and it's energy work. It's strictly energy work. Now, I do it a little differently now. It's a little easier on people, but it works the same. Actually, it works better. So that's that. Now, the other question was about new
you
life.
You mentioned the date of your new life, yes.
Yeah,
and a lot
yeah
of
okay.
People,
let me just share that. For everyone, June 14th, which is not next Sunday, but the next Sunday, Richard Andrew King is my numerologist. I've had him since the last time I had him on the show, which was with BBS back in a while back. I had a Richard on there. He is a master at numerology. And he is the one who does a chart for me every year. And he was saying that I was in the ninth year of my life, which doesn't mean I'm 9 years old, but I'm in the ninth cycle. And I am beginning a new existence, a new life. And so because of that, I'm starting back on the guitar. I'm starting back writing songs. I notice that I'm now into astrology, which I've been into for years, but now I'm wanting to learn it so that I can help people better even than I'm doing now. I can help them with timing better. I can help them with questions better. I'm just excited about it, and it brings new life to me. And I need new life. You know, I'm everybody needs new life. We recreate ourselves. So that's the new life, and it's starting probably September. It's really I can start to feel it now. So you know, with y'all, you and Paul, y'all are finishing up right now. You're finishing up things. You're handling things that needed to be handled. I'm just sensing what I already know this, but I'm also sensing that you're finishing up. I would have to get your birthday and all that, but y'all are both finishing up things together. And then all of a sudden there's going to be a newness, and I'm not sure when it is because I don't have all your chart with me, but your birthday and everything. But I can promise you that you've got some newness is coming in. And it's going to be in a way that you've never experienced it before. So, I do feel eventually y'all are going to move. But I think when you get all of these items, let's just call them items or issues, handled at that point in time, I think you will find that it will be easier. You know, you've just brought up something, Sandra, without you even knowing it. Okay. You and Paul have tried to sell your house for years, and it hasn't sold. Okay. It wasn't. Now you could sit here and say, and you may have, I don't know. you may have said, well, gosh, you know, all those laws don't work. I mean, I have done spiritual, I have blessed, and I have asked, and I have, you know, done everything in my power to sell our house, and it's just not selling. Well, maybe mm-hmm. Spirit is taking care of you more than you realize. Because yeah. maybe you were meant to be out there. Maybe you're in that cycle. Well, and that's not maybe about it. I know you're in that cycle. You can't sit there. Haven't you had a house sell quickly, Sandra, in your lifetime? Have you not ever had a house or moved quickly?
Yes, have I have several
okay.
times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it worked then, didn't it?
Yeah.
So when the timing is right, and I think that is the hardest aspect of all these laws that we need to all understand is there's a divine timing. And yeah. I don't care if we want to be the best ballerina or the best astrologer in the world. There is a timing that we have got to, I don't want to use the word obey, but if we just flow with, we'll be happier. That makes sense to you?
It makes perfect sense. And I have a request of you, too.
Okay.
You mentioned going back to the guitar. Well, I happen to know you play the piano beautifully, and you have the most beautiful female singing voice I have ever heard. I'll tell the audience right now, Vicky sang at our wedding, and she has the voice of an angel. And you're writing songs. When you write a spiritual song especially, you should sing it for your audience, and I request that you do that in order to bless those of us who appreciate God-given singing voices.
Well, that's very sweet of you. And, you know, maybe I'll put something on tape and send it to Doug, and they can put it on there. Right now what I'm doing is I'm getting ready to start doing once we get a few things handled. Again, it's a timing issue. I'm getting, you know, I want to do some speaking at different spiritual places and sing a little song that I've written about whatever I'm going to talk about that night. Like, you know, some of the laws or something, make it funny, though. And boy, yeah. I'll tell you, I know the most wonderful person that can make things funny. That's you. But, you know, it's like you want to bring spiritual teaching in, but the more humor you can give to it, I think it's more fun and more beautiful. Yeah. And I don't think more fun is a word. I think it has to be funner, more fun. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? Yeah. Sometimes I don't care. but I'd love to, you know, the spiritual law of faith, I think, is one of the most beautiful because it's a high, you know, very high frequency. That it transcends that lower. So that's why sometimes when you make that prayer that miracles take place, you make that prayer, you make that meditation, and all of a sudden, because you believe it, you believe it. Yeah. Does that make sense to everybody? I mean, it's like, well, I'll give you all an example. I had two horses, and I thought of horses, you know, big, big horses. I thought of horses as grown-up Maltese. You just pet them and, you know, pet their little hair and be sweet to them and they'd love you. And, you know, well, I mean, at 5 o'clock in the morning before I would go to court, I was up cleaning their, you know, potty, and I was feeding them. And I realized these are not little teeny Maltese. These are big horses. So I finally said, you know what? I am not the right owner for horses. I love them too much. I'm not being of service to them. And I could not find anybody that would take them. I was not selling them. I was giving them away, but I had to have a good home. I mean, I wasn't going to just give them away to anybody. Anybody would have taken them. Mm-hmm. But I wanted, you know what? It was during that time where everything was going really bad and the housing market was real bad and people were not able to care for the horses. That's what it was. So I finally cried out, Sandra, I cried out, please. Mm-hmm. I didn't beg. I didn't say, I shouldn't say the word please because I didn't say that. I just said, Spirit, that's it. I have to find a home for them now. That's it. Thank you. Thank you so much. The next day, Chippa, my Indian friend, called and said, I found a home for them. So it was the difference in pleading, begging, misery, and then finally just surrendering and say, okay, that's it. I know you can do this. These horses deserve better than this.
Yeah, you know. That's amazing.
Yeah, and the next day he called me up and he said, Vicky, I found a home for them. So Do you have any stories you can share, Sandra, on the laws of faith?
Yes, I definitely can. As you also know about me, besides the fact that I am a comedian, due to health reasons, things that I am recovering from, I get better all the time, I have gotten accustomed to just being a shut-in, and I got where I was very uncomfortable in public without my husband, and so I enrolled in stand-up academy, and my diploma is a rubber chicken, but at any rate, when it came time to do my debut at the Ice House, I knew my routine so well that it was muscle memory, but at the same time, I was so terrified, had stage fright so badly, that on my way to the show, I was reciting my lines to my husband, who is a character actor and very talented. He helped me with the body language. But at any rate, I was forgetting my lines. I couldn't remember them. And I went into the restroom, and I said, Spirit, I said, in the name of the Christ and by the power of love, I can't do this. I can't get up there in front of all these people and remember my lines. Help me. Hold me up. And not only did I remember every line, but people talked about how perfect my timing was. And that was the spiritual that did that. Physically, I could not have done that on my own. And anything worthwhile I have ever accomplished, it's because I just simply worked really hard, did my best, but then I gave it over to Spirit to help me. And yes.
Well, there you go. That's the law of faith. That is definitely the law of faith. It's a lot of things. You're asking, you're healing. I mean, you got so much going on there when you say that. So that's exactly what I'm talking about. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing. And you are, you know, that was perfect timing. I listened to it. It's on YouTube. And I mean, it was the timing was impeccable. The lines, I mean, I don't understand comedy. I mean, I'm not funny, but I just
yes,
am
you
amazed.
Are without meaning to be sometimes, but you're hilarious.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just so funny when you hear someone, because you think that they're just creating as they go, and I guess that's ad lib, but it's just amazing to me when you know I watch that. It was amazing. So.
Well, thank you. I actually do better with the ad lib than I do things I'm supposed to remember.
Oh, but, really? Well,
yeah, much better, much better.
Yeah. Well, I want to share, and if you have anything to comment on this, I want to share the law about the law of purification, because when you an aura, so that everyone understands what this means. An aura surrounds our physical bodies as well as your etheric body. It's that the bodies around the bodies. And if you're real pure, you're you know, you're talking about your chakras. Everyone knows about chakras. If you're pure, your aura is this huge light surrounding you and protecting you. And if you have unresolved issues, they kind of show up as little dirty spots. It's like the other day I had some little upset a couple of months ago, and Anya said, "Yeah, a little brown stuff in your arm, Mom." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." You know. So now, if you're in shock, or you go ill, or you have something bad happened, those negative spots can stay there. That is why it's important to learn how to clear your aura. But I want to just show something that if Earth. Okay, you're talking about walking, the air we breathe, and water and fire, all four elements, which are all in, you know, we all know about earth, water, fire, and air. Uh-huh. And but they're all excellent purifiers. If you have items in your house that are old papers you don't need anymore, but they have old negative on there, the best thing you can do with that is burn them. And watch the smoke coming up out of that, because you will find that smoke will, the when there's stuff in newspapers, you will see the untruths coming out of the newspapers and the different ways that they're, all the experiences you have from those typed or written statements or letters or documents or whatever. But if you will burn all that and release all that to a holding spot to be cleared away, you will find relief in your whole life. Now, if you're walking, if you're in a situation where you can walk on green grass or dirt, Mother Earth will purify and purify and purify. Like, I'll go out in my yard and walk on the dirt. We have scorpions up here, so I have to be a little careful, but I do look down when I'm walking. Now, think about the dogs, how pure they are. How, look at Charlie, and they're walking on dirt all the time. We don't have to clear their chakras. Sometimes we do, but, you know, most of the time they're almost clearing themselves out. And now, uh-huh. when you're in the wind, which is the air, the breeze, the air, that will help you. So if there's anybody that gets, you know, in an office building and you're like, oh, I just can't take another breath in here, go outside, take a walk, even if you're in the city, because that breeze or that wind or that air, unless you're in a really bad congested area, is going to help you. Now, I'll give you an example. I've been last couple of weeks have helped out with a law firm down in Woodstock, and they're sitting in this, you know, beautiful place. But, oh, my gosh, you're just sitting there working and working and working, you know, doing closings and for builders, and everything's, you know, chaotic and all that. And I have to go. As soon as I'm finished with one, I will go out and take a little short walk and do some breathing, clear my chakras, and send in all that energy. It's not that anybody that's there is negative. Everybody's happy. They're buying a new house. But there's just all that stress of paperwork, and, you know, everybody's stressful because they're about to move. And does that make sense what I'm saying about all that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like it's healing balm to your very soul.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So listen, y'all, remember this. Fire is the most powerful purification of all the different ones. Water, water. Let's don't forget water. If you can swim in an ocean with all that sea salt, it is powerful for clearing yourself. I need to go now. I think, how much more time? I think I'm going to leave now and go down to the beach. I can just feel that sea salt. I've got to go take a weekend trip there. I've just got to. If you don't have a chance to go to the beach, like if you're not in California or in Florida or someplace, take a sea bath, take a sea salt bath, and that will do the same thing as well. So I'm sure I'll have to get that going, because that one, as soon as I feel that, it's like, boy, do I need that.
What about Epsom salts, Vic? What about Epsom salts?
Yeah, you know, Epsom salt's good too. I've just heard that it's the sea salt, the actual sea salt that you put on food. If you can just buy some, but Epsom salt's wonderful too. It's wonderful. Uh-huh. There's something about the sea salt though that's supposed to be really good. So I think both of them are excellent. So, and then some people even tell you to put vinegar in there, that helps to release as well. I used to work with somebody who said, you know, as soon as we off this reading session, put some Epsom salt and vinegar in your bath water. So it clarifies and purifies. So, but the law of purification is powerful. So you have those, you have the earth, earth, air, and water and fire. Now, fire is probably the most powerful. For me, it's water because I'm a water sign. But fire is pretty powerful. And if you have any old photographs, letters, and I'm just sitting here as we're talking, thinking of a box that I have of some old stuff that I need. I can't burn it right now because I still have to hang on to it. But I need to clear it away from where I live. I need to put it outside in an area that it doesn't affect me until I can burn it. But letters and objects, they transmute that. The fire transmutes that, the negativity that's held in the memories. And I'm going to share something very personal here. But I saw a picture of myself and my older sister. And my older sister is born on the same birthday as you, May 6th.
Uh-huh.
And Sandra, I didn't want to get rid of that picture because that was my picture with my sister. And my daughter held it, and she said, but Mom, there's so much negativity on it. And I said, you know why? I said, at that time, that was the same time that all these things were happening to me and my sister, the negative things that were happening. And so I really need to go down there. It reminds me, because I just saw it this afternoon. I need to go down there. As much as I love my sister, that picture is not my sister. My sister's, you know, across over. I need to burn that, because that's holding old memories of very bad things that happened to both of us. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is.
So those are the kind of things, y'all. You don't necessarily want to burn all your old pictures, but if there's a picture that every time you look at it, you're thinking negative thoughts, that picture needs to be burned. or those letters need to be burned. And walking through a breeze after you burn them, make sure that everything's safe, of course. Walking through some sort of, even water, even if you can walk in the rain. Do you ever have a chance to walk in the rain, Sandra, how good it feels?
Oh, yes. I used to love to play in the rain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe not when it's drenching down and you're sopping wet, but I just kind of like it. I mean, I really like it. But that's what I'm talking about by the law of purification. So if you're into cigarettes, drugs, alcohol, lots of it, over excessive, if you swear, say things about other people, hold on to anger and feeling resentment and worry and don't exercise much and all that, your aura is going to need purifying. You know, if you stay inside too much, that's what happens uh-huh. to folks in Alaska and Russia, is that it's 24/7 dark, you know, for a couple of months, and it's it affects them because they're not out there with that sun, and the sun is what gives us that life and that feeling. And while talking about the law, the light is energy and light is healing. So the law of healing says we got to get out there. We got to use these four aspects of the violet flame. What do you think that's all about? The violet flame, it's burning. The spiritual energy is being burned away from that violet flame, the green violet flame, and the white flame. So,
there's power in that visualizing those flames.
Yes, it is. And I want to remind everybody, you don't have to literally burn something necessarily. Now, when you have pictures and old items, yes, you do. Yeah, and I take my law, all of my law files that I've had years ago, because you have to save them for so many years, and I burn those because those kinds of things hold negative energy. People are upset when they're calling a lawyer. People don't call a lawyer and say, "Hi, I'm so happy today. Can you help me?" That never happens. Yeah, I mean it just doesn't happen. But you know, we're all experiencing these spiritual laws, whether we know them or not. And I'm just choosing, to help people, to guide people to know these spiritual laws. Go back and listen to some of these shows that you may have missed and get to know these laws so that you can use them. It's like a roadmap. It's a roadmap to making your life better, to living your soul's journey in a way that helps you to not have to make some of the crazy mistakes that some of us have to make. We don't have to make bad mistakes, Sandra, to learn. Mm-hmm. We don't have to. If we do the right energy work, we can release a lot of those old karmic debts and spiritual laws that help us. You know, you got the basic laws of life. I'm going to kind of do a summary here. The laws of attraction, the laws of resistance, reflection, projection, laws of attachment. We talked about that in the first show. And mm-hmm. if you really get those, and then the laws of creation are what help us bring in, you know, the laws of attention, abundance, whatever you put your attention on is what you get. So if you're going to sit there and say all day long, I choose to have a green Mercedes or a green Mustang, and yet in the back of your mind you're thinking, I can't have that, or I really want a red one, but I'm supposed to have a green one, then, you know, you're conflicting and nothing ever happens.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense, what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
Sure does.
Then, yeah, and then you've got the higher. And once you get these down, where you really understand them, then you've got to work on the power of the prayer, the meditation, what challenge really means. I mean, there is no challenge in the world if we can't find the gift. If we can't find the gift in our challenges, I mean, look at you. You know, you wanted to move how many years ago? I mean, a long time ago.
We were supposed to be, or no, I won't say we were supposed to be. We talked about being out of California and back down south by 2008.
Okay.
And here it is, 2015. We're still here.
Right. Okay. But there's a reason. I mean, you know, once we do charts and things like that, I can give you some little specificity of what's really going on here. But, you know, y'all are going through some endings right now, and those needed to be done there. So for whatever reason, it's just happening the way it is. So I wouldn't hesitate on that. There's one thing I want to say, though, on the law of frequency or vibration. I know we talked about it earlier. When we talk about our animals, animals can listen. They can tune in to vibrations that we are not even aware of. I heard my dog, and I know everybody has experiences with this. I heard my dog barking this morning, and I was like, she is just really losing it. She is really barking. So I trust that. Uh-huh. And when I went out there, it was a neighbor's dog that had gotten disoriented because of the thunderstorms, and was an outside dog, but his parents are out of town. And this dog panicked. And the only place he knew to come, or she knew to come, was to our house because my daughter's taking care of him. And where they were, we're about, 10 acres away. All right. Uh-huh. So it's like not next door. We're not living in a city. And when Lakshmi heard, I would have never known that dog was out there. She was stuck underneath the deck, and we brought her inside. And I said, you know what I said, Sandra? Here is this dog that is matted, got hair that's chocolate brown from dirt, white dog, brown from dirt. Okay. And I brought her in, and I said, thank you, Spirit. I guess you really wanted me to clean my floors. And that's So we kept her in here for about an hour. The rain quit. She wanted to get home. And Anya walked her home. And then I cleaned the floors. And I'm like, well, thank you, Spirit. I guess it was just time, you know?
Yeah, and instead of getting all upset, a dear soul too.
Instead of getting all upset about, oh my gosh, I got my house for sale. I don't want a messy dog in here. You know, it's about love. It's like, wait a minute. This is a dog that's desperate and scared. He's never been in a house before. Let him in your house. Let him know that there's comfort here. And wonderful. But you know, it's interesting because a dog growls if they're frightened. A horse, you know what a horse will do. I mean, right away, if there's a snake out there, a horse is going to freak out, or any kind of animal that's outside. But I just want to show you that when we emit, we as humans send out love, these dogs, these humans, even plants, anything that's alive will respond to our high vibration and will come to us. When I get upset, my dogs are, you won't find them in my room. Have you ever noticed that with Charlie? When you get, if you get upset, not that you ever
he
get upset.
He hides in a corner if I get angry. He sure does.
Yeah.
And I get mad at Paul, and he hides in the corner, and I have to go tell him, hey, I'm mad at Paul. I'm not mad at you, Charlie. You never make me mad. Yeah. My man makes me mad, not my dog. Come on, baby.
I just want to say one thing also before. I know that we just have a few more minutes on the show, but I want to remind y'all to listen in on June 14th. It's 2 weeks from now because Richard Andrew King will be on. And he's going to talk about your name. It also has a vibration. And when it is spoken, it calls in your life lessons. So because before you were born, you probably chose your name some way or another to suit your life purposes and lessons, and it really is important. Numerology, though, we're going to talk about that next 2 weeks from now. And next week, I am going to open the lines up for readings, and I want to be able to do some readings for folks. I'm going to be, whatever your question is, I'll be doing tarot, I'll be doing some angel cards, and anything else, energy work or whatever y'all need. So be sure and tune in next week, because I do want to, you know, help people with some live readings and calls. So I don't want to read for myself. I want to read for y'all.
You'll be blessed. Call in.
Get your friends, Sandra, to call in with questions that they have, and you know, or if they just want to share, you know, if they want to share things that have been happening. But I really am excited about these spiritual laws of vibration, because when Richard gets on, he's going to really help with your names. Naming a baby how you can name a baby, and just naming yourself. Now, I renamed myself and actually left out a letter, so I was not happy with myself. I don't know what I was thinking at the time, but it's okay. I'm going to, you know, redo it again. But at this point, it's your vibrational name that you were born with that you really go by. When my daughter does her numerology, she has to go by her Russian name. That's the one they go by. Wow. So, if you know, you don't use the name you use now, whatever name you used. And by the way, send me, Sandra, send me your name. And if you call in next week, anybody that wants to send me their name, I will do a quick reading on your name for you. So
could I also send in my official Indian Cherokee, well, I should say, my Cherokee name, which is Lavender Dove. Okay.
But anyway, y'all, it's time to say goodnight to the Living Your Soul's Journey show. I want to invite you back next Sunday at 7 o'clock, 4 o'clock Pacific time. Be blessed and find something to be grateful for every single day, every second of every day, and you will find blessings. Thank you, Sandra, for calling in. I always love talking to you. I just love to.
I enjoyed it.
Have a blessed week, everyone, and know that you are loved. Talk to you next Sunday. Good night.